In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you to us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you who enlightens the rational with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts, that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen.
Double-Edged Sword, a Christian podcast ministry presented by Father Gennard Lazar. Father Gennard is a parish priest of the Mud-Edda Parish of the Assyrian Church of the East in Turlock, California. Here's Father Gennard.
Before the beginning of a presbyter's meeting with the bishop, or that is the priest's meeting with the bishops, I write a part of Psalm 141, verse 3. O Lord God, set a guard at my mouth and a guard for my lips. But it goes on to say that my heart would not turn aside to an evil word or do evil works with wicked men. I shall not eat salt with them. That's the one way I can tame and control my tongue. In St. James chapter 3 verses 1 to 10, we read about the threat of an uncontrolled tongue. Let me read it and share it with you. My brethren, do not allow doubtful teachers among you, but know that we are under a great judgment. For in many ways we are stumbled, or in many things we all stumble. Anyone who does not offend in word, this one is a perfect man, and able also to subdue his whole body. Behold, we put bits into the mouths of horses that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. That means we steer them, basically. We control them. Behold also the ships, great as they are, when driven by severe winds, they are turned about with a very small rudder, wherever the captain or the pilot wishes. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Likewise, a small fire sets ablaze the large forests. The tongue is a fire, and the sinful world like a forest. That very tongue, while it is among our members, can defile our whole body and set on fire the records of our race, which have rolled down from the beginning. And in the end, it is consumed by fire. That is the tongue. For James chapter 3 verse 7, very alarming. For every kind of beasts and of birds and of creatures of the sea and of the land are under the subjugation of the will of man. But the tongue no man can tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Verse 9. But by it we bless the Lord and the Father, and by it we curse men who are made in the image of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds curses and blessings. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Very alarming, as St. James is putting it. Not very optimistic about the tongue. As we emphasized verse 7, that everything can be tamed and be controlled, but the tongue, but not man, no man can tame the tongue. So what do? We just let it rip with the tongue. There it is. There's our justification. The Bible is saying that, you know what, you have no control, so do as you please with your tongue. Well, no, that's not actually what the Bible is telling us. In Matthew chapter 18, when Jesus says, if your hand or your leg or your eyes cause you to sin, gouge it out or cut it off. And I will dare to continue and say, the tongue should be also listed. If your tongue is causing you to sin, metaphorically I'm speaking, metaphorically, not physically, cut the tongue out as well. Because that's what Jesus says about the leg and the arm and the eyes. Very alarming. But there are verses that are hopeful and definitely hopeful. And in verses 5 and 6, obviously the uncontrolled tongue is more dangerous than a raging forest fire or heavy floods. You know, once the tongue pukes out its foolishness, vulgarity, its bitterness, it cannot be controlled as far as the damage it will cause. You know, once you post something on social media and everyone has seen it, you can delete, but the damage, the message is out there. People have seen it. You cannot control the damage and the message. All you do is, as I say, delete the post. Once the word has come out of our mouth, it will work. You know, God, praise his name, the Father says in the Old Testament, every word that comes out of my mouth will fulfill the intention that I have. Every word that comes out of our mouths will work. You cannot stop the effect and the damage that it causes, or the goodness sometimes that it does. But there is a hint given by Saint James, and this is the hint that one of the ways we can control, we can use the tongue for good rather than for evil, is to be swift to hear and slow to speak. James 1:19. We spoke about this last episode. Be swift to listen. Be quick to listen and be slow to speak. Our verbal reactions should lack thoughtlessness. Our verbal reactions should lack selfishness. Especially when we are angry, be slow to speak. In anger, you make a lot of mistakes, you know. Yeah, when a person commits a crime, the justification sometimes is, I was out of my mind, I didn't know what I was doing, I was drunk, I was under medication, I was psychologically not fully comprehensive of what's going on around me. So, you know, justifications of murder. Murder is murder, right? When you're angry, and we sometimes, you know, I said it in my anger, but that does not make it right, beloved. If we say things in anger and it causes damage and hurt, well, we must be very careful how and what we say when we are angry. When we are angry, when we are fuming, the best thing to do is to pray, Lord God, set a guard at my mouth and a guard for my lips. When we are angry and we are quick to listen and slow to speak, we should choose our words carefully to be fitting for that occasion. See, that's one way you can continue to use your tongue. And maybe, as I said, taming it, the scripture is saying it's very hard, but you can use it for good rather than for evil. You see, we need to tame our thoughts. We need to tame our thoughts, our mind, in order to tame our tongue, so that we can speak the quality words that are in Proverbs 16:24, a honeycomb of honey, sweet to the soul, and a healing to the bones. That's how our words should be. That is the effect, the outcome of our words. So if our thoughts are bitter as vinegar, then what happens with our words? They will reflect what is in our thoughts and even in our hearts. St. James writes in verses 11 and 14 that salt water cannot flow out of the same spring. Fresh water and salt water cannot flow out of the same spring, verse 11. And a fig tree cannot bear olives, verse 14. So when we want to speak, when we want to use this tongue, we must be aware of the source of our speech. What is it going to be? Is it going to be bitter or is it going to be sweet? Is it, as we spoke last episode, is it going to be soothing or aggravating. You know, this is how we can control and have control on the use of our tongue. We must also examine our hearts, the center of all of our speech. Proverbs 16:23 writes, "The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips." Our Lord states in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, I believe, that for the abundance of the heart, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks, which suggests that there is a direct connection between the mouth and the heart. And consequently, whoever would redeem his speech must first amend his heart. If we want our speech to be soothing, to be as sweet as honeycomb, our hearts must be soothed and be as sweet as honeycomb. And we should know, beloved, one very important thing, that God knows, God sees, and God hears everything. Psalm 24:1, "The earth is the Lord's and its fullness." God is everywhere. God knows everything. God is within you. 1 Corinthians 6:19, "And you are the temple of the Holy Spirit." God, the Holy Spirit. Psalm 139, verses 7 and 8, "Where shall I go from your spirit? Where shall I hide from before you? If I shall ascend to heaven, there you are. And if I would descend to Sheol, you are there also." Amos 9:3, and I love this verse, "And if they will hide at the top of Carmel, from there I shall search and I shall take them. And if they will hide from before my eyes in the depth of the sea, there I shall command the serpent and it shall bite them." We cannot escape the presence of God. This is one of the greatest keys, is one of the greatest tools of taming or controlling our tongue. To know that each time we say something, beloved, it is in the presence of the Lord, because God is there. God is within you. God, the Holy Spirit, is within us. So when I am cussing, I'm cussing before the Lord. Would you walk into a church and cuss? You know, it amazes me how I've known of people, or I've been made aware of people who have filthy mouths, as they say. Every second word is either the F-bomb or the Assyrian words, right? It amazes me how when that person is before me, conversing with me, a servant of God, that person will refrain from using that word. Why? Because I'm in the presence of Akasha. Or when that person is in church and they are conversing with you, even with friends, they have full control of what they're saying, right? But then again, beloved, they forget that they are constantly in the presence of God, and in particular, God, the Holy Spirit, which is within us. You know, I remember many, 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 many moons ago, probably wasn't born then, but many, many years ago, that when there was a lady present, the men would refrain from using vulgar language. Today, the ladies let it rip, as they say. The ladies that have no respect for themselves, I'm sorry to say, but this is what I will break it down to, will continue to use the mouth for evil. Not only cussing, gossip, hatred, slander. But remember, each time we do that, we are doing it in the presence of God. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 37, here is another deterrent. "For by your words, you will be justified." Hey, justification by words, so not only by faith. "For by your words, you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned," meaning judged to eternal condemnation, pain, agony, suffering, by your word. If this is not deterring us, well, I don't see how we're going to overcome the taming of the tongue. Matthew 12:36, "For I say to you," Jesus says, "that every idle word that people will speak, they will give an answer for it on the day of judgment." So we will be judged according to every word that comes out of our mouth. Well, every idle, every useless, every evil word that comes out of our mouths, we will be judged. So again, beloved, one of many ways and the most significant way of having control of your tongue is to keep in mind that God is with us everywhere we go. And the result is that our speech becomes worthy of being in the Almighty's presence. And again, pray. If this is your weakness, I'll go one step further to say, if this is your demon, aka addiction, if this is your demon, this is your weakness, pray constantly, "O Lord God, set a guard at my mouth." Pray it with me now. Stop your vacuuming, stop your dishwashing, pull over to one side, stop typing on the keyboard, stop watching, you know, looking at social media while you're listening, you know, multitasking. Don't do that. Stop. Just pray with me now. "O Lord God, set a guard at my mouth and a guard for my lips, that my heart would not turn aside to an evil word or do evil works with wicked men. I shall not eat salt with them." Praise and glory be to God, the Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. One last thing, please also don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share with your friends and family. If you'd like to suggest future episodes or give us detailed feedback, please visit the link in the description or on our Instagram, linktr.ee/double-edged sword. God bless you all.